Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff and a very special guest on the line. He's been on plenty of times before with us, Billy Zerkat, known for his famous Tripping Billy Pizza. Billy, thanks for jumping on. Football season is back, and we thought that would be an appropriate time to have you on because you have a very cool pizza series that you did last year and continuing this year. But how have you been, Billy? It's good to talk to you.
Hey, guys. I'm great. Thanks for having me, as always. Let me start off by saying the Bears are so back.
And, so back.
And I'm back, too. So, yeah, I'm really, really pumped about the start of the season.
What's your record prediction?
I think they're going to end up with at least 11 wins.
Okay.
I keep going through the schedule, and it's hard to pick out losses. Like, they have a little tough stretch in the second half of the season where they have I think it's San Francisco.
You got all the division games on the back half. You've got Frisco
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, a tough little stretch.
Yeah, but the first nine games means 7-2 is within reach, I think.
Can do some padding, for sure.
100%.
Got it.
100%. It's weird. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves because we've been burned so many times as Bears fans, but like it just feels different. And the way they have their offense set up right now with their weapons and obviously with Caleb, and then the defense, if they can carry on the momentum that they had last season, and even honestly the preseason looked spectacular. So if they just take advantage of this first part of the schedule, and I don't care, go 500 in the back half of the season. It's whatever. Just get after the first half and take advantage of it. We could be sitting pretty. I think they should be competing for a playoff spot, at least a wild card. But I wouldn't be shocked if they even competed for the division.
And then we can get Billy Zerkat playoff pizzas for the first time. That would be exciting, Billy.
Oh my God, I can't wait for that. So yeah, we've kind of alluded to it, but I'm bringing back my series I started last season called Chicago Squares, where I make a tavern-style pizza inspired by whoever the Bears are playing. So we did 18 weeks last season. I don't know what I did for the bye week last week, but we had 18 weeks of pizzas. And this year, a little new wrinkle is, had a ton of momentum kind of built from last year. And the number one question I got all the time was, where can I try the pizzas? Where can I try the pizzas? Because people see all the pop-ups and collaborations I do. So anything that they see me create online, they think it's just something that's like open game. It's open season. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, not everything I cook is for public consumption. But
Billy, you do so many pop-ups. Every time I see you post food on your Instagram, I'm like, well, where is he now? So I'm like, I guess sometimes he's just cooking for himself. You know, I got to remind myself that.
I have to remind myself that too sometimes, honestly. I wanted to take, I always think big when I do anything, and you guys kind of know my mentality. And so I wanted to take this higher and make it bigger than just a internet series. So, I tried to partner with the Bears on it. Didn't come to fruition, fruition for this season, but hopefully in the future that becomes a thing. But I reached out to a couple things. I reached out to Harebrained Design, Anthony, who does amazing Chicago-centric designs here in the city. You may have seen his very popular Shut the F Up About Chicago series, where he takes famous, branding images from the city, and he adds the STFU about Chicago to it. Well, he created a really cool logo for the series, which I'm going to turn into some, some fun merch, hats, t-shirts, and sweatshirts and stuff like that. But the big news is I partnered with my friends at Pizzeria Mata here in Logan Square, my neighbors, essentially to be the home of Chicago Squares for the 2024 season. So every pizza that you see me make will be available as a limited special every game day this season with them. Usually between 20 to 25 should be available, but it's going to be pretty cool to actually take my creations and bring them to life, and you'll have a chance to try these wacky pizzas.
I love that. So for game days, you can actually try Billy's creation. This will be every Sunday, Billy, or is this just throughout the entire week?
No, it'll be just whatever game day is.
Game day.
If they're playing a Sunday game, Sunday night game, Monday or Thursday. The only game that might be in flux, we'll just figure out, is the Thanksgiving Day game. We'll probably offer that the day before.
Mm-hmm. Smart. Or the day after when everybody's, nursing a Thanksgiving hangover.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a good pizza day.
We're going to play that by ear. Yeah. But, and then we also have that early game, the London game, also my wedding day, October 13th.
Wow. Congratulations, Billy.
Thank you. Thank you. So, thankfully the Bears play 8:30 so I can get the game in.
Priorities for Billy.
Trying to check my phone.
Yeah.
Trying to check my phone the whole time. But, it'll be available in limited variety, limited quantities, like I said, each game day.
So are fans ordering ahead, Billy, or is this just right when they open, call them, place the order? How is that all? Because I'm sure these are going to go quick.
Yeah, these are going to go quick. We're actually in the process of working it out. Chef Vincent is actually talking with his team today about how the process goes. Ideally, this may change. Information may change by the time this airs. But the hope is that I would ideally like it is orders will open when they open. Because basically every game day or pretty much any time the Bears play when these pizzas are available, I'll be posting a video on my Instagram of the actual pizza and then the building of it, all that. And then ideally when they open for business is when the pizzas will be available for sale. Gotcha. I don't want to do pre-orders because I don't think it's fair
for
people to just run and just lock up, get first dibs on something they don't even know what's going to be on the pizza. I want to make it fair. So ideally, if they can make that work logistically, that's going to be the plan.
Pizza Mata, 3211 West Armitage. Follow Billy on social media for all the details. And Billy, again, if you weren't following along, Billy does these, he makes creations based off the Bears opponents. And week one is the Titans Nashville. This one seemed kind of obvious, Billy. Some Nashville hot chicken going on.
Yeah, a Nashville hot chicken. So it's the base is mozzarella cheese topped with fried Nashville hot chicken tossed in the hot spiced oil. And then after it's baked, finish it with some pickles and more of the seasoning and some more of the hot oil. I decided not to go with any type of sauce on that. That's the cool thing. I really think about every detail when I make these pizzas because I want to make them true to whatever the original inspiration is. And there's typically not going to be a special, besides like the hot oil, you're not going to catch like a, you might get ranch here and there on a Nashville hot, but that's certainly not traditional. So it's going to be kind of cool bringing these creations to life. Second week, Bears play Houston. And to give people a preview, I'm not going to spoil all of these, but the second week, there's a huge Vietnamese population in Houston. So I'm going to do a Bun Mi inspired pizza.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
I would have thought barbecue.
That's
a cool tweak.
There are some really fun ones. I went down the schedule already. Obviously, the divisional teams are going to be the ones that are going to be a little bit tricky because I've already made two versions of those pizzas last year. And, some cities like Detroit, for example, there's a few different, dishes and cuisines that kind of Detroit's known for, or they have some popular ones I can go off of. But I don't want to, and I can't, and you guys can actually attest to this with radio.
Yeah.
You can't assume that your audience has seen what you've done before or heard what you've done. So I can't skip over the obvious. Like Green Bay, I'm still going to do a beer brat and like cheese curd inspired pizza, but I'll make it look different than last season. I'll have to kind of toe the line about doing something new, but also you got to play the hits a little bit too.
Which of your creations has been your favorite so far? You mentioned Green Bay. That one, again, seems kind of obvious, and I'm sure that's a lot of fun to create too because cheese and brats and all the good stuff that Wisconsin offers. Did you have a creation last year where you're like, damn, that's a good one?
My New Orleans one was awesome. I sound very, very, very full of myself there by saying that was awesome. But no, I loved, I created a jambalaya pizza last year. And so it was a really, really cool thing. The sauce was a tomato sauce, but I cooked it down with like the Holy Trinity, which you'll find in New Orleans and Cajun cooking. So the, you know, bell pepper, celery, and onion. And so it had this Cajun, you know, Cajun forward sauce. I topped it with dirty rice, mozzarella, and then it was topped with a blackened chicken, blackened shrimp, and Dewey sausage. And then after I baked it, I finished it with whole crawfish tails around as garnish. So it was like this really cool, like visually pleasing pizza, but the flavors were awesome. And I'd never, and it's cool, man. You know, people, especially on the internet, get really mad about pizza and mad about food in general.
Yeah.
But you can't, you know, you can't slice people outside of Chicago. You can't slice pizza in squares, and you can't do this and this. There's so many stupid rules with food, and it kills me because, like, people get mad about pizza. It's just pizza. Who cares? Like, yep. Just enjoy it. So,
right.
Yeah, I love to get out there and just create, you know, fun things and taste well.
This is kind of a good opportunity to also educate people on these different regions. I actually, to get ready for the conversation this morning, I kind of went through every team and just did, like, you know, just some quick Google searches of what is famous in each region. And have you had a chance to kind of, like, did you plan ahead on this season? Or are you going to kind of go, like, quarter by quarter for the season? How's that working for you?
I honestly, as soon as the schedule was released, the Bears did their schedule release video, I was already kind of getting after it and kind of getting excited because there's certain, you know, I mentioned obviously the division teams already knew what I'd do and I'd have to think about some new wrinkles for the season. But then, like, seeing which teams we didn't play last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, New England, I couldn't wait for that because I have a great idea for New England pizza I've been wanting to do for a while anyway. So New England got me excited. Indianapolis is a new one. Houston's obviously new. And then there's going to be some, you know, there's actually a couple repeats that weren't divisional teams. So, like, the Cardinals.
Right.
Cardinals and Commanders. I almost said the R words right there. But the Washington and Arizona, we played them last year, even with L.A., true, you know, last week we had a Chargers pizza, but it's also, you know, play the Rams this year, so I have another LA pizza that's gonna be a little bit, you know, I'll have a lot of options. But yeah, no, I thought about this at the beginning. We're gonna kind of go through, I have like pretty much a rough schedule what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna meet with Jason. This week was a little weird because I'm actually out of town, so I had to get ahead and film my Nashville hot pizza early. But that was also kind of just like a layup. You can't do Nashville and skip over, you know, Nashville hot. It's too glaring. There's other options, but I had to do that. But with the other ones, we'll meet at the beginning of the week. We have a tentative plan of what we want to do for each week. But then we can make adjustments as we go, as the season goes on. But it's cool. It's fun. It's people gravitated toward the series online last year, and a lot of comments that I got were, you know, not even from Bears fans, just like random people that were following and then started following around. They're like, hey, I wish, you know, I love this. I'm not from Chicago, but this is a fun thing. I wish, you know, I'm a Seahawks fan. I wish the Bears played the Seahawks or, you know, whatever. And it's cool for people to kind of play along at home and say, what would you do? It's like you watching an episode of Chopped at home.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing what you would make with these ingredients. But it's just fun to educate a little bit about, like, different food cultures. And I like to be very respectful when I do this and make sure that I do it right. So, like, I'm researching the cities and their and regional dishes, and I'm making sure that I do them justice.
I feel like
I think there are a lot of people that make food on the internet do a lot of things pretty lazily, and I'm not like that.
No,
I like
you're
to
not.
Make sure details are accurate and get after it.
I think there's a lot of potential for the Seahawks. Because you can go a lot of different routes there. Not to tell you what to do, Billy, but I mean,
what would you do?
Well, the seafood, I mean, I feel like there's almost potential there for, like, a breakfast pizza with some smoked salmon, maybe. I feel like Seattle's mm-hmm. known for salmon. And aren't there hot dogs? Don't they put cream cheese?
Yeah,
and, like,
the Seattle dogs.
Yeah,
that could be something,
actually,
too.
What I was kinda, I'm actually leaning toward the Seattle dog as the pizza, which is going to be, I think it's, like, if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure it's, like, peppers, onions, cream cheese, and obviously a hot dog.
That would be a good pizza. Those are all the ingredients to make something work. Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of different hot dogs across the board with these, too.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think I did like three versions of, I think I had three or four versions of hot dog pizzas last year. Like Arizona, for example, last season I did a Sonoran hot dog. Arizona's not rich with like a food culture.
Mm-hmm.
So like I might run back to Sonoran Dog again, or it's just not. It's funny. Some places are just set up better than others. Like, you know, Green Bay, for example. The two pizzas I did last year, I would say did the cheese curd pizza with, it was, it's actually, there are so many things on that pizza, really thinking about all the details on it, and that
yeah.
was the first one I ever did last year, but it was, so it was mozzarella with spotted cow braised beer brats, caramelized onions, brandy old-fashioned pickled mustard seeds, and then I finished it with fried cheese curds as like garnish. And then the second pizza, I did a Bloody Mary pizza. So it was just simply cooked tomato sauce, and then I just topped it with all of like the accoutrement that you would have with a Bloody Mary. You know, so like shrimp cocktail, celery, and
yeah.
beef sticks, and mozzarella, all that stuff. But then if you think about that, like, there's only one other dish that I could think that Green Bay is kind of known for, and it's called like the carnivore sandwich, and it's essentially just like raw meat. It's just like this weird.
Oh, that's right.
The cannibal
and
sandwich.
I'm not going to be doing that.
No.
So it's, you get in this weird spot. It's like, okay, I might have to repeat something I've done last year because they're just not rich with it, you know? But if you're doing like, for example, Atlanta, you know, there's a lot of different options down there. Even obviously Chicago, when I'm thinking about if I was in another city and I needed to do a Chicago inspired pizza, think of all the directions you can go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. So
Arizona, Billy, has Phoenix, Scottsdale, they've got a pretty extensive Mexican food scene.
I think chimichangas yeah. are a big thing there, too.
I mean,
all the
Mexican food when I'm out there is
yeah.
so good. And that opens
yeah.
up all kinds of possibilities for you.
You know, and I was also thinking about Minnesota, because I think you did a Juicy Lucy last year kind of thing, right?
I did a Juicy Lucy,
yeah.
and then I did the hot dish. Those are the two.
Okay, yeah, that was it. The hot dish was the one where you could get real fun with that.
Yeah, that one was the one that was topped all the tater tots. I literally used a bag of tater tots, and I had the exact amount in the bag fit perfectly where I can actually like line them up circularly around the pizza. It was the entire bag, which is so funny. As I was filming it, when I film these videos, it's kind of funny. I put this unnecessary pressure on myself where I don't overbuy ingredients. I try to just get enough that would be good for a pizza, so I'm not just spending excess money on it. And it puts all this pressure for me to, like, I have to hit this. A, I have to launch the pizza properly, pull it out of the oven properly, and make sure I build it great. Otherwise, like, I have to go back to the store and do this over. And it's just something, it's a little test. I was talking to our pal John Carruthers about it recently. I'm like, yeah, I do this. I only buy enough for one thing, so I just put this pressure to, like, knock it out of the park on the first try. And so far, you know, I finished one season. I did not have to remake a single pizza. So, you know, it's just you got to plan the stuff out and, you know, get after it. But, yeah, it's really fun just to kind of think of these things. And then it's one thing to say that sounds good, but then to actually execute it and not only make it look pretty for the internet, which is, you know, part of it, but I make sure it tastes good because, you know, I don't want to just throw, you know, junk together and just say this is just internet food. Like, and this is kind of proving the point of why I partnered with Mata is that, yeah, these aren't just kitschy, silly pizzas. Like, no, these are good. You're going to want to try them, and you'll enjoy them, I promise you. And it's been cool to kind of give people a small taste of, you know, the creative mind that I have and the execution that we put through. And then, obviously, there are Pizza Mata staff to be able to take these ideas and then, you know, it's easy for me to make one pizza, but for them to actually knock this out and make a consistent group of them is a whole different beast. And so I couldn't partner with a better place to get after it and, you know, bring this to life.
And most important, Billy, you're raising money. Tell everyone about your story. You've been on before to talk about it, but over $50,000, I read that you have raised for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Tell us more about your story and the fundraising for MDA.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. I appreciate that. And, you know, this is honestly why I'm here. So my background was in sports media. I worked down the dial at ESPN here in Chicago for years, produced a radio show. And about 11 years ago now, started experiencing issues while playing basketball. And I played sports my entire life. I started falling and noticing issues with my legs and balance. And it was very mild at first, but as time went on, I started experiencing falls more often, started affecting my ability to run and jump and then do basic things like literally stand up out of a chair or go up, get upstairs without a railing. I couldn't really do it anymore. And it took 8 years to get a diagnosis, and I finally was diagnosed in March of 2021 with what's called limb girdle muscular dystrophy, which is a very rare form of muscular dystrophy that I was born with but did not take shape in any way until I was 30 years old. And at the time, I was 38, diagnosed with a disease that has no treatments, no cures, it's progressive, so it will get worse. And all of a sudden, I had to relearn how to live my life at 38 with a disability. And it was something that hit me really hard. But during the time period where I lost the ability to run and jump and play sports, I needed a creative outlet. I didn't work in media anymore, and I joke I traded my jersey in for an apron, started teaching myself how to cook and bake, and started, you know, basically throwing myself into the fire and teaching myself how to make pizzas and breads and sandwiches, doing all sorts of things and all sorts of cooking skills and everything, and became my passion. I ended up creating a shishito pepper cream sauce, corn, pickled jalapenos, mozzarella, and cheddar pizza that I end up calling the Tripping Billy because I lose my balance and fall. And I partnered with initially Pauly G's and Logan Square, but now it's been featured at 18, going on 19 pizzerias around the city, you know, trying my pizza to raise money for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. But I've done not only that pizza, I've done my own tavern-style pizza pop-ups, I've done sandwiches, I've had my own beer, cocktails, ice cream sundaes, an ice cream bar, you name it, I've done it. And I've raised now $56,000 in the past 2.5 years. I'm the Illinois ambassador for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, which is the largest non-government agency that is trying to find and research cures for muscular dystrophy, for ALS, and other neuromuscular diseases. So I'm using food to hopefully inspire people that are, you know, forced to make a change, whether that's health related or just, you know, lost a job, went through a breakup, something that caused you to make change. Food helped me find joy and find passion, and I'm hoping that I can inspire you along my journey. And you can follow my journey on Instagram at The Real Billy Z or my website, TrippingBillyZ.com, and you can see where you can try my food. I currently have a chicken sandwich at Gigi's Chicken Shop, featured all September. I have a breakfast sandwich coming up the 7th and 8th here in September at Scofflaw. My weekly pizzas at Pizzeria Amada, obviously. And, you know, just follow me, you know, my story out there. If I inspire you and you feel like obligated or you feel that you would like to make a donation, you know, by all means, you can do so on my website and, you know, through my Instagram. But all I really care about is simply just sharing my story. So if you're listening to this interview, forward it to a friend and say, hey, check out this really cool story about this guy that's doing some really cool things in Chicago. And that snowballs, and that becomes the change that needs to be made, and the awareness then spread. Because the money's one thing, but the power is in what you can hear and what you can see, and not necessarily what you can do with money. So, yeah, trying to do the best I can given the situation. But I'm also just now chasing a passion. I love food. I love creating. And now I'm taking my old life sports and my new life food, and I mix them together, and I think I create fun, fun, creative, and obviously tasty food.
You yeah. definitely do, Billy. That's Billy Zerkat, Trippin' Billy on Instagram. His Chicago Square series is coming back to Pizza Mata, 3211 West Armitage. Starts this Sunday, Billy. Bears and Titans, Soldier Field. Get excited.
Bear down, baby.
Bear down. That's Billy.
Hey, actually, I'll leave you with this.
Okay.
The tagline I started last season, I don't think I'm going to have to say it with as much dread as I did last year, but win or lose, at least the pizza was good.
There we go.
I like that a lot.
Be sure to check it out. Pizza Mata this Sunday, 3211 West Armitage. Chicago Squares is back. Football is back. Billy's back. Billy, thank you again for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, fellas. Anytime. Appreciate you.
And that was Billy Zerkat for Mike Piff. I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening. This is Chicago's very own Eats.